Thank you, King of Glory, for your presence in our midst this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you for guiding us through the scriptures this morning. Thank you for pouring forth the spirit of revelation, knowledge of your glory, the spirit of might, power and might, counsel and fear of God, the spirit of wisdom, understanding, Lord of glory, and knowledge upon us, Lord. Thank you, Lord of glory, that we won't live here the same way as we have come. Thank you for enlightening us. Thank you that we are hearers and doers of the word of God. Thank you that you are a God of purpose. Thank you for fulfilling your purpose in our lives as we are gathered in your name, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord of glory. Lord, we bless you. Thank you for grace to rightly divide your word in the name of Jesus. I'm but a child and I'm your servant, Lord. Thank you as you speak through me. Lord, I humble myself. Lord, we thank you as you touch all our lives. We know we won't live here the same way as we have come. For you are a God of purpose. And we give you all the glory for all your purpose in our lives that we receive today in your presence. Lord, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And everyone says amen. Hallelujah. Please let's open to John chapter 21. And we all know the story in John chapter 21. The Lord is risen and we give God all the glory. It was after his resurrection. And here he was given instruction to his disciples prior to his return to heaven. And the story starts from verse 14 to 25. Please let's take it from there together. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than this?" He said unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He said unto him, "Feed my lambs." He saith to him again the second time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" He saith unto him, "Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." He said unto him, "Feed my sheep." He said unto him the third time, "Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me?" Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." Jesus said unto him, "Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou guided thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall guide thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, "Follow me." Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom John loved, whom Jesus loved, following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, "Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee?" Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, "Lord, and what shall this man do?" Jesus saith unto him, "If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me." Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, "He shall not die," But if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? This is the disciple which testifies of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which if they should be written, everyone, I suppose that even the world itself will not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's zero down to verse 19. In fact, verse 18. You can see the Lord showed Peter his will for him. Right from verse 14, you can see the plan of God for Peter. Feed the sheep of God. Feed the sheep of God. And then in verse 18, we see he says to him, this is how you will die in your old age. And then verse 19. Please let's read it again. This spake he, signifying by what death he will glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me. Please underline that. When he had said all what he had said, revealing his will for Peter, he said unto him, follow me. In other words, focus on me, follow me. I'm the one to bring everything to pass. Follow me, focus on me. But look at verse 20. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following. You see, the disciple too was following Jesus, which also leaned on his breast at supper and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? See a key. Our Lord Jesus had already told Peter, after revealing his plans to him, he says to him, follow me. Follow me. The same thing, they were all walking. The disciple was also walking. John was walking with them. Peter was with the Lord Jesus. They were all going in the same direction. And the Lord revealed his plans, his will for Peter, and said to him, after, follow me, focus on me. But look at what Peter did. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following. Yes, there is another disciple. Every one of us were following Christ. But look at Peter, turning about, he saw the disciple and said, Lord, and what shall this man do? And look at the Lord's reply, verse 22. Jesus saith unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow me. Follow thou me. In other words, never mind about my plans for him. You follow me. Follow Jesus. Don't turn about to see others. That is the message this morning. Follow Jesus. Don't turn about. Don't turn around seeing other Christians. What is the Lord doing? What plans? What is he preparing for them? And then we not only look at others in the church, we now look from the church, we look out into the world, seeing what is going on there. What is this one doing? And so you see a key, follow Jesus, don't turn about. How do we do that? It is a great key, focus. Keep looking to the Word. Keep looking to the Word of God. Keep looking to the Word of God. But realize one thing. Just as the Lord revealed His plans to Peter, so will He reveal His plans to each one of us. He has plans for every one of us. He has plans for every one of us. Whether He reveals it now or much later, the key is follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. Remember, John, who was walking behind, was also following Him. Jesus did not even reveal any plan to John, but John was following. And at later stage, I'm sure John got to know. But see a key, follow Jesus. Don't turn about to see what is the plan of God for another person, what is happening to others. No, just follow Jesus. Don't turn about. Don't turn about. And so we see God is showing us a divine pattern. He will always reveal His plans to His children. Each one of us, when we follow Him, when we focus on Him, out searching the scriptures daily, praying, waiting on the Lord, and coming to church to hear the word, we are all waiting collectively. And I tell you, we reorganize. We organize our lives round about searching the scriptures, waiting on Christ. We keep following, focusing on Him. I tell you, God has plans for every one of us. God has plans for every one of us. And so, what is He saying? Don't look around. All have blessing from God. Fix your eyes. Follow Jesus. Fix your eyes on Jesus. How? The scriptures, the word of God. I tell you, God has plans for every life in His kingdom. God has plans for everyone. And I tell you, the blessings of God, they are more than enough. They are more than enough. If you look at the pattern, we have billions of human beings on the face of the earth. But have you ever heard that there is shortage of air to breathe in? That's to tell you how awesome God is. How He has more than enough blessings for every one of us. How He has plans for every one of us. We all drink water. We all breathe in air. Have you ever heard of all these things running out? And yet, we have missed out the animals, the fishes, everything on the face of the earth. Air has not run out. Water has not run out. All these are the works of God. And that's to tell you that God has more than enough blessing for you and I. We have to fix our eyes. Look at how our Lord Jesus was showing, revealing His plans to Peter. And yet He was what? Concerned about the plans for John. He was concerned about the plans for John. All these, we have to understand that following God, we also have to guide our heart. We have to understand God has plans, separate plans for every one of us in His kingdom. We have to look to God's plans alone for us. The plans that He has for you is the best for you. The plans that He has for me is the best for me. If you look at the example of Satan, the reason why he became Satan, he became the devil, is because he was not satisfied with the plans God had for him. He was created as Lucifer. He had all sorts of musical instrument. He was beautiful. Everything, he was created for the purpose of leading worship. The anointed cherub. But he looked about him and saw the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God, and also saw you and I, sons of God in Christ Jesus, and wanted to be like God. He was not satisfied with the plans God had for him. And look at how he lost his place in heaven. The very plans that he did not like, he lost it. And what? Ended up with nothing. In fact, less than nothing. For he fell from heaven straight down to hell. Please, let's open to Proverbs chapter 3. We have to understand that we need to keep looking to Christ and look to Him. Don't turn round. Follow Jesus. Don't turn about. Proverbs chapter 4. Let's take it from verse 18 to 23. Let's go. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence. For out of it are the what? The issues of life. Verse 23 again. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And so you see a key. If you keep following Christ, if you keep looking onto the Word of God, focusing on Christ, you won't have time to look around and to look at others. And when you are following Christ, when you are focusing on Christ, the Word of God, even if it's a verse a day, you can see that keeping the heart with all diligence goes with the Word of God. The Word of God. When the Word of God is entering into your heart daily, nothing else will be able to enter. And so again, you see, fix your eyes, follow Jesus, the Word of God, and prayer, even if it's one verse, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Don't look around. When you look around, you see others in the body of Christ. It becomes what? A distraction. It becomes a source of discontentment. When you look round about the world, you see things. You may see the wicked prospering for a while. This becomes a source of what? Discontentment. But guess what? You have removed your eyes from Christ. And so return your eyes back to Christ. Focus on Jesus. Follow Jesus. Look unto him. He has more than enough blessing for you and I in his kingdom. Please let's open to Galatians chapter 3. Let's look at verse 14. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. So we have the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. We are blessed. He is our shield and buckler and our exceeding great reward. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. For those who diligently seek him, they keep hearing and hearing the word of God. They are focused on Jesus. How do you focus on Jesus? Focus on the word of God. For Jesus is the word of God. And so faith will flow. Faith will enable us to believe him that he has plans for us and he will perform his plans for us unfailingly, no matter how long. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. To focus on him, to follow him, is to keep seeking him out, searching the scriptures daily. And we come to church together and we also search the scriptures together as we are doing right now. And I tell you, if we are seeking him with a heart, we will definitely find him. He will perform his will, his plans for our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Please let's open to Jeremiah chapter 29. Let's look at verse 11. Yes, we may look at ourselves and say, oh, we are nothing. Oh, there is nothing going on in our lives. No, Jesus is in our lives and he's all what we need. The glory of God, the Spirit of God is in our lives. And I tell you, that is the lie of the enemy, that there's nothing going on in our lives. There's lots going on in our lives. We have God, the owner, the creator of everything on the inside of us. And the enemy will tell you lies and say, look at your state. Look at, you can't afford this, you can't afford that. Look, there's nothing going on in your life. That is the lie of the devil, designed to cause discontentment. He will tell you, look at that Christian now. He has just given a fantastic testimony. You see, look at, you are nothing. And then he will tell you, look at your friends. Oh, they're out there. They're in the world. Oh, yes, look at, they are rich. They have made it. All these are the lies of the enemy, designed to cause discontentment, designed to move your eyes from following Jesus. And you start to think, oh, we that we have been following Christ, look at how poor we are. And yet you are so rich because your father is the owner of cattle on 1,000 hills. He is the possessor of heaven and earth. He will tell you, look, those who are not even Christians are so rich. They are the prosperous ones. Did you not read it in the book of Psalms? Suddenly their destruction will come. David too looked out. He looked round about him and saw that the wicked, they prosper more than him. But when he went into the house of the Lord, thank God he had the sense to ask God, why is this? He realized that suddenly their end will come. And the same David who looked about, and when he refocused back, continued to follow God, what happened? He was the one who gave most of the gold and everything for the temple. And the people too, as they followed him to focus on God, looking unto Jesus, God blessed them and they gave so many things to overflowing for the building of the temple of Solomon. And yet, this is the same David who looked around and said, Lord, why is it that the wicked, they are the most prosperous? His latter end was great. And I tell you, your own latter end in Christ is great too, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. Please let's go again. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Please underline that. To give you what? An expected end. A good end. God has plans for all his children. God has plans for all his children. And look, if we look at the people of Israel, we will see a pattern of how God does things. We will understand the ways of God. His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. The way we see things is different from the way God sees things. For he knows the heart. He sees into the spirit. He is the spirit. He knows all things. And so he has purposed things for all his children. He has plans for you and I. Look at it. He says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Deliberately, he used the word you. If you qualify for you, you is you that God is referring to. Every one of us, as we read it, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. You that you are reading it, the word of God is referring to you. And so he has thoughts of peace and thoughts or plans to give us an expected end, a good end, a good end. He has plans, he has purposes for you and I. And we have to understand that we need to focus on Jesus by looking into the Word of God so that God's plans can come to pass in your life for you, in my life for me. Not looking at what others are doing, no, but looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Please let's open to Joshua chapter 1. And so you see the pattern with the nation of Israel. Remember, all the plans for their lives was already spoken forth over 450 years prior to that to Abraham. Even to Isaac, Jacob. And so the plans, I tell you, the plans for your life and my life, they are already packaged at the foundation of the world. And remember, the scripture says, thanks be to God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So the plans of God for our lives are already ready. Not going to be, they are already packaged, ready for you and I. And remember, the scripture says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and power. And he gave us great and exceeding promises, so that by his word, the word of God is the great promises, we will be partakers of his divine nature, his plans, his will for us, his purpose for us. Look at the sun. The Lord created the sun for a purpose. Look at the sun shining. Just one sun, we all enjoy the heat and the light from it. God created it for that purpose. How much more you and I, sons of God in Christ Jesus. God has plans, purposes for you and I. And don't ever doubt it. And so again, you see, with the nation of Israel, God brought them out from bondage, the same way God delivered you and I from all the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. I tell you, in that kingdom, God's plans is available for you and I. Just as God's plans, God's things, they were available for the Jews in the promised land. Please, let's read Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, verse 6. Please, let's read it. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Please, let's read it again. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them, in Jesus' name. Joshua. That's another Greek version for Yeshua, Jesus. And so again, you see a pattern of what Christ is doing and does in the lives of the sons of God. These are the people of God. Joshua is to divide the land, the inheritance, the plans, what God had spoken over 450 years prior to that. Joshua is to divide the promise of God, that is the promised land, amongst the people of God. And same thing too, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is to perform God's will. All the spiritual blessings in heavenly places that are hid in him, he is to fulfill the will of God, the plans of God, the purposes of God for our lives individually and collectively. And so we see a pattern, Joshua to divide the land. Now you understand why Christ was telling Peter, follow me, keep following me. Keep looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Remember, the people whom Joshua will divide the land amongst, they spent 40 years in the desert. That's two generations gone. They spent 40 years in the desert. And the people that followed God, they got their inheritance. We know Moses' generations died in the desert because they were not looking to Jesus. They were not looking to God. They kept looking back, turning around, looking back to where? Egypt. Oh, we had vegetables in Egypt. We had cucumber. Oh, we had meat. Look at this suffering. Now there's nothing. They looked round about them and saw desert. They thought there was nothing. And it's the same thing. When you remove your eyes from following Christ, when you remove your eyes from the word of God, you will look at your state. You will look round about you. You will look into the world. You will think you are nothing. And if you don't quickly turn your eyes back to Christ and follow and focus on Christ and stop turning around looking at others, I tell you, like they died in the desert without having the will of God fulfilled in their lives, it will still be the same thing. The word of God is the same every time. And so, those who entered into the promised land and had a good end, the expected end, they followed the word of God. They did not remove their eyes from the word of God. They looked at the same, they saw the same desert. They saw the same small state. They lived in the same tent. They went through the same change from living in houses in Egypt. They are now living in tent. So nothing. They went through the same hardship. But they kept looking to Jesus. Yes, things are hard. But we need to keep looking to Jesus. We need to keep looking, focusing on Jesus. Keep searching the scriptures. Keep praying. Keep growing in the knowledge of Him. Keep knowing your Christ. Keep looking to Him. He will perform the good word of God. He will bring to pass in our lives the will of God for us. I tell you, you see the pattern of things that happen to the Jews is the same thing with the spiritual Jews, you and I. Just as Joshua divided the promised land to everyone, so is our Lord Jesus Christ dividing things of the kingdom unto us. Every one of us, we have a package in Christ, a package of the will and the purposes and the plans of God. It is left to you to keep following, to keep focusing, to keep searching, to know Him and grow in Him. Put your eyes on Christ. Don't look back. Don't turn around. Please, let's open to Numbers 26. No matter how long, God will perform His will in your life. He will perform His plans and purposes. He will bring it to pass in Christ. That's why you have a deposit, the Spirit of God in you, as a guarantee that you will have the plans of God, the purposes of God, the will of God in your life. Christ will manifest the word of God. Everything the Lord has planned at the foundation of the world, the work is finished. The plans of God, they are there in the heavenly places in Christ for you. And we have the Spirit of Christ in us and upon us and in our midst. At Christ's own appointed time of life, which is always God's own appointed time of life, He will bring to pass the plans, the purposes, the will of God at every stages of our lives. So stop looking at others. Stop looking round about you. Stop looking into the world. Those are what? Distraction. Anyone who does that is the sign that you are not looking into the word of God. You are not focused. You are not following. And so again, God has plans for every one of us. He has more than enough. Please, let's read Numbers 26 from verse 51 to 56. Please, let's go. These were the numbered of the children of Israel, 600,000 and 1,730. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, unto these the land shall be divided for an inheritance according to the number of names. To many thou shalt give the more inheritance, and to few thou shalt give the less inheritance. To everyone shall his inheritance be given according to those that were numbered of him. Notwithstanding, the land shall be divided by lot according to the names of the tribes of their fathers they shall inherit. According to the lot shall the possession thereof be divided between many and few. What are we saying? The land was more than enough. Everyone had a share. One who has many in his household had many, a larger portion. One who is few had a portion that is suitable. In that promised land, in God's kingdom, we have more than enough. The promised land is similar to the kingdom of God. In God's kingdom, all we sons, we have more than enough. We don't have to keep looking at one another saying, oh, is that God's plans for you? Is that what you have? No, we have more than enough. Everyone, you can see, God is a God of detail. Even when the land was divided amongst the 12 tribes, each family, each of the lineage in each tribe also had portion. In other words, making sure to the last person in every tribe that they had their own plan, their own inheritance, will of God for them, a share. And so again, we see a key. Everybody in God's kingdom is blessed. Everybody, God has blessings already prepared for you and I. Let's look at the story of the parable of the talents. You will see a pattern there too. It is similar to what we have read. We are all sons of God in Christ Jesus, same as they are the people of God. Look at how God provided, supplied, gave them things, gave them a good inheritance. Same thing too we have on the face of the earth in Christ Jesus. Matthew chapter 25. Let's take it from verse 14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. See a key? He gave every one of his servants. Same thing too, God has plans for every one of us in his kingdom. He knows us all. He gave everyone to his own what? Ability. God knows every one of us. He has plans. And it's the same pattern. So he gave to everyone what they can handle. But we all know the story. The one giving one was looking at those who had 2 and 5 more. He was looking around. Said, he has 2. She has 5. and I only have one. And guess what he did? He thought it was nothing. He thought the one given to him was nothing, and he buried it. Please let's open to Job chapter 8 and let's look at verse 7. He buried it. He looked at it and said, oh, this is desert experience. This is like living in a tent. There's nothing. I've got nothing. And it's the same thing too. Many of us, we have the Holy Ghost on the inside of us. And yet we look about and say, we are suffering. We have nothing. And we have God, the owner of the heavens and the earth, the creator, the one who is the blessing and the blesser on the inside of us. And we look around and we say, oh, there's nothing happening. We don't have anything, you know. Look at, they're enjoying out there in the world. Look at somebody with two good testimony. Oh, I have no testimony. I have nothing. And as you have spoken in his ears, so will he. If you say you have nothing, what do you expect him to do? You are snared by the words of your mouth. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think you are nothing and with nothing in God's kingdom, so will you be. Please let's read Job chapter 8 verse 7. Please let's go. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. Please let's go again. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. The Amplified Version says, and though your beginning was small, yet your latter end will greatly increase. Amen. Remember, all God's plans is always to bring us to what? His expected end. That man forgot that one talent could become two. And that two, as he continues, could become four with the hand of God upon him. From four, that is eight, if he diligently continues to look unto Christ. And yet the one, even five, if that person is slothful, you know, the one man with the talent, one talent had the potential to overtake and increase beyond the one with five. And so again, though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. When we all accepted Christ, what did God give us? Christ in us, our hope of glory, his spirit in us. And that is more than enough to increase us greatly, to bring us to his own expected end. For it is the Spirit of Christ that will manifest the word of Christ. The word of Christ is the will of Christ for us, the plans of God. He's the one who will perform the will of God. Please let's open to Romans chapter 8 and we will see there, so that we all can see it and realize that it is according as it is written, that our latter end shall greatly increase. What we think is small deposit on the inside of us, the Spirit of God, also called the Spirit of Christ, I tell you, is the creator of heaven and earth, the possessor of all things, the owner of cattle on a thousand hills. He is the one who led Israel into the promised land and gave to every family and every member of every family a portion in the promised land. Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he has plans for you and I. Please let's read Romans chapter 8 from verse 24 to 28 together. Please let's go. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. Hallelujah. So you see a key, the Holy Ghost on the inside of us, the same Spirit of Christ. He will help us as we continue to focus on Christ, looking to the Word of God and praying daily. And we come to church, we look to the Word of God and we pray together. I tell you, he will help us to pray the will of God for us. At every stages of our lives, he will manifest the will of God for us. All things work together for good. The good plans, the will of God. Most assuredly, we may be going through things now. I tell you, the will of God will always come to pass in our lives in the name of Jesus. If we continue to follow him, focus on him, keep searching the scriptures. Don't look around. Don't let what others are doing distract you. Don't be envious of things round about you. Please let's open to John chapter 16. You will see it there that the Holy Ghost brings things Christ had prepared for you and I, and make them known and reveal them and then manifest them to us. John 16, let's take it from verse 13 to 15. Please let's go. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. See that? The same way he revealed his will and plans for Peter, he will reveal and then he will perform it. Please let's open to Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to what? Fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. The plans of God for you and I, the will of God for you and I, they are already written in the book of life. In that book of life, the Lamb's book of life, our names are there with plans all in existence in heavenly places. And so the Holy Spirit, who is in us, you see, the deposit guaranteeing the inheritance of the saints in light. The the inheritance, the will, the purposes of God, He will manifest once we continue to focus on Christ. Once we continue to focus on Christ. Please let's turn to Joshua chapter 14 and let's look at the story of a man who followed God. He followed the Son of God. He followed Christ right from Egypt. He kept following Christ. And I tell you, he received his portion in the promised land. You and I, we will also receive the will of God, our portion in God's kingdom. Joshua chapter 14. Let's first take it from verse 1 to 5. And these are the countries which the children of Israel inherited in the land of Canaan, which Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun and the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel distributed for inheritance to them. By lot was their inheritance, as the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses, for the 9 tribes and for the half tribe. For Moses had given the inheritance of 2 tribes and a half tribe on the other side Jordan, but unto the Levites he gave none inheritance among them. For the children of Joseph were 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. Therefore he gave no part unto the Levites in the land, save cities to dwell in, with their suburbs for their cattle and for their substance. Remember, the Lord is the inheritance of the Levites, the tabernacle and all what the children of Israel brought for the tabernacle. It belongs to the Levite and the priest. Verse 5 says, as the Lord commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. Please underline that. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. In other words, he kept to the word of God. He did not allow it to depart from his heart, nor his eyes. He focused on God. He did not look back to Egypt. He did not see the desert and the tent round about him. He kept following God, looking to the word of God. Verse 9 says, and Moses swore on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. See that? And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years. 85. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Verse 12 says, now therefore give me this mountain whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb the son of Jeshanun Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. Amen. Amen. And so we see a great key. That is a member of the people of God who followed God throughout. He was not looking back. He was not looking round about him. He got his portion, the will of God, according as it is spoken. He got it. And he's the same thing too. Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Always note that he has more than enough. He has more than enough. Look at Caleb as he got his own inheritance. Everyone else too, they had their own. It's not that God deprived them to give to him. No. That's to tell you God has more than enough plans, purposes, and will in his kingdom. He has more blessings. Everyone will have more than enough. Remember when Christ fed the thousands in the desert, what happened? The scripture says they had 12 baskets left over. Everyone was filled. That is the God we serve. He has more than enough for every one of us. And so we have to keep looking to him as we receive. We rejoice with one another. Each one we rejoice together. Rejoice with them that rejoice. And we keep following him as he manifest his will in your life. I rejoice with you. We rejoice with one another. And when he does the same for me, you rejoice with me. We rejoice with one another. And of course, that will be a testimony that the God we serve is faithful. That if he has done it for the person we are rejoicing with, most assuredly, all we have to do is wait patiently. He will do it unto us. He will definitely perform his will, his plans for you and I. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Please let's turn to James chapter 5. And so, no matter the situation, don't worry. Our latter end is great. James chapter 5, let's read verse 7. Please, let's go. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. In other words, until the Lord comes in on the scene, increasing it, and then harvest comes, and we're all happy. In other words, manifesting his will. Let's turn again to Job chapter 8. If anything, write this scripture down and keep looking at it. Even in the midst of the troubles of life, keep looking at it. Please, let's read it together. Job chapter 8, verse 7. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. Let's personalize it. Though my beginning is small, yet my latter end should greatly increase in the name of Jesus. Let's go again. Though my beginning was small, yet my latter end should greatly increase in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's do it collectively for every household in this church, every member of every household, all of us in this church. So let's go. Though our beginning was small, yet our latter end should greatly increase. Once more. Though our beginning was small, yet our latter end should greatly increase in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stand up. Let's thank God. Let's worship him some more. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we bless you. Let's thank him. Thank him for your latter end. Thank him that he has greatly increased you. Thank him for his word. And tell him, you know, he has greatly increased your latter end. You know his will, they are yea and amen in your life. And tell him you receive grace to keep following him, to keep looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And thank him for grace not to look over the fence around about you. Thank him for that grace in the name of Jesus. Not to look at others, but to keep looking to Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And not to look into the world. What are they doing? And try to copy. No. You will keep looking to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We'll keep waiting patiently for his will for our lives. For we know our end is good. He has good end for us. He has greatly increased us in the mighty name of Jesus. And so keep thanking him. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we bless you. Thank you, Lord of glory. Thank you, King of kings. Thank you, Holy One of Israel. Lord, we look to you. We receive grace to keep looking unto you, to keep focusing on you. And we receive grace, Lord. We will not look around by your grace. We will not turn back and be looking around by your grace. No, we will keep looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we know that our beginning was small, yet we also know that our latter end greatly increases in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your plans for our lives, precious Holy Spirit. We thank you for bringing to pass the will of God for us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's open to Isaiah chapter 43. Please be seated. We are going to pray in the Spirit for a while. Remember, the Holy Spirit is in our midst and He's to help us with groanings. He knows the mind of the Spirit. And so every one of us in this place and every household in this church, we're all standing in the gap receiving the will of the Father in every area of our lives. Let's open to Isaiah chapter 43 from verse 18 to 21. Okay, let's go. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise in the name of Jesus. It is always the sound of salvation and rejoicing that is heard, and it shall never cease in the tabernacle of the righteous. We will always continue to rejoice, for we know His will is made manifest in our lives every time. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's open to Romans chapter 8. Let's take it from verse 26 to 28. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's thank God for the help of the Holy Spirit manifesting the will of the Father and Son in every area of our lives, every one of us in this church, every child, every adult, every male, every female, everyone under the sound of my voice, every household represented, even now in the name of Jesus. Let's thank the Holy Ghost for helping us. Lord of glory, we thank you. We thank you for showing to us the will of Jesus, the will of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost for us. Thank you, Lord of glory, for manifesting the will of the Father for every one of us in the name of Jesus. Every child, Lord of glory, God's perfect will, plans, and purposes for every one of us. All of our days on the face of the earth, Lord of glory, we thank you for the performance. We thank you for helping us to pray according to the will of God and helping us to receive at every stage of our lives the plans and purposes of God for us. We know the expected end in everything we receive in the name of Jesus. Precious Holy Spirit, we worship you, Lord. We thank you for helping us, Lord. We thank you that you are in us and upon us and with us. We thank you that we have not been left comfortless, for you are with us. Thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for speaking to us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord of glory, for helping us to attain to the will and plans and purposes of God in every area of our lives, all of us in this church, everyone under the sound of my voice in the name of Jesus, every household, Lord of glory, our eyes are on you. We thank you, helper of we the helpless. What we don't know, Lord, you know, Lord, at every stage and in everything. And Lord, we thank you that the will of the Father, the plans and the purposes of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they are yea and amen in our lives in the name of Jesus. We receive Spirit of our Lord Jesus. We thank you for helping us.